This is the jazz violin of Stefan Grappelli. And here's the classical violin of Andrew Manzi. Some people have called Andrew Manzi the Stefan Grappelli of the classical violin. What he brings to the instrument is a sort of jazz sensibility, a personal, idiosyncratic approach to Baroque music. We're listening to Manzi playing the Corelli Violin Sonatas Opus 5, along with harpsichordist Richard Egar. Manzi is taking a lot of liberties with these Baroque compositions, and Fred Child, host of NPR's Performance Today, explains that Arcangelo Corelli left performers a lot of room to have some fun.
Corelli actually only wrote part of a score, even. He wrote out a violin part, but then for the harpsichord, he wrote something just called a continuo part, where he wrote a bass line and then indications about what the harmony should be. So Richard Egar is really making up the harpsichord part on the spot. The violin part, Andrew Manzi is playing the notes that Corelli wrote, but then when it comes to turning a phrase, when it comes to the end of a phrase, when it comes to adding ornaments to the melody, he's really making it up. And in fact, he says Corelli wanted him to do that. And that's what Manzi does more so than anybody else. He really takes liberties where these early composers said, yeah, do a little bit. Manzi says, well, they meant for me to do a lot. And he does it differently every single time.
And in the liner notes, Andrew Manzi calls these embellishments. The risk, he says, is that you not turn them into what his producer refers to as emblemishments.
Yeah, and luckily, most of the time, he doesn't do that. And you hear when he comes to the end of a phrase, Corelli might have written just bum, bum, bum. But Manzi will make that bum, 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 and he'll do it differently every single time. And in fact, he says he's in dereliction of his duty if he doesn't react to the moment and play it differently every single time.
Fred, if we're comparing this with jazz players, how is the harpsichordist following what Andrew Manzi's doing on violin here?
They're listening very carefully to each other, and if Andrew Manzi throws in something that he's never done before, Richard Egar picks that up on the harpsichord, and there are places where you can hear them really playing like jazz players. They're throwing ideas back and forth, and you hear that even in these recording sessions. You hear it all the time if they're in concert, but even in the studio, you hear a little flourish in the harpsichord, and then you hear Andrew Manzi answer it on the violin. So there was a moment there where Richard Egar on the harpsichord played this big brrrr down the harpsichord, and then Andrew Manzi, just a second later, brrrr on his violin. And that's something classical players usually don't give themselves the freedom to do. These guys do that in this music, and even though a lot of Baroque violinists will say they're playing with the music, nobody plays with it as much as these guys do.
Let's play an example of the same sonata that would have been more traditionally played.
Yeah, this is Chiara Bonchini playing violin. Great player, fine player, and you can hear lots of good energy in her recording, but it doesn't have quite the same freedom. They're really sticking to the notes a little bit more. Now, that's really well played, but they're not doing the same kind of flourishes up and down the keyboard or up and down the violin as Andrew Manzi and Richard Egar. And Richard Egar is just as much a part of this as Andrew Manzi. In fact, there's a moment on this Corelli recording where he's playing chords that nobody three centuries ago would have played.
Are there naysayers in the classical music world who say this is unorthodox and just wrong?
Yeah. There certainly are.
In a word, yeah.
Yeah, there are people who say Andrew Manzi has really taken this over the top, that it's fine to bring yourself to a performance, but he's really corrupting what the composers intended, not just with notes, but with mood and dynamics. But also, he's not getting necessarily the most beautiful sound out of the violin. Andrew Manzi is not always about getting a beautiful tone out of the instrument. He's about what he does with it, how he strings the notes together, and how he builds a performance.
Fred, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Melissa.
The Corelli Violin Sonatas Opus 5 are performed by Andrew Manzi and Richard Egar. Fred Child is the host of NPR's Performance Today.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.